Game 2 of the doubleheader with the Cardinals and Blue Jays. After the Cardinals won Game 1 in dramatic fashion, they were at it again quickly in the bottom of the first against Toronto starter Casey Lawrence. Matt Adams is up, already leading 2-0 with a man on first.
Adams slicing one down the left field line. This ball is fair. Into the corner. Stays in the ballpark. Grichuk being waved in. He will score. The big man makes it 3-0 Cardinals.
NEST,
that's Fredbird's.
Swing and a long fly ball into right center. Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah. Home run for Fowler, his third of the year, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0. Every time I hear those fireworks, I think that story Sutcliffe tells, huh?
Yeah.
Pitching coach came out there and he said, "What are you doing out here?" And he said, "I'm just trying to give the firecracker man a little time to reload."
Piscotty, the runner at second. He's running again. And it's a base hit to left. Piscotty had to avoid the baseball. It's now 5-0 Cardinals.
And he's in a spot now where he could shorten this 6-1 Cardinal lead. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Two on, two outs. Swinging a long fly ball, going to leave the park. At the wall and goodbye. Three-run homer, and it's now 6-4.
The 0-2 pitch again. Rosenthal. Ground ball to third. This should do it. The Cardinals sweep the doubleheader. Back to 500. 6-4 the final. St. Louis takes 2-3 against Toronto.
St. Louis sweeps a doubleheader from the Blue Jays on Thursday with a 6-4 score in the nightcap. Here's manager Mike Matheny.
And today was just one of those great signs of the offense that we think we can have. You know, you put a lot of pressure on early, situational hitting early that got us going, and still the ability to drive the ball in the gaps. Saw some aggressive base running guys taking the extra base, whether it's first or third, or whether it's first on home, like on Grichuk when Adams hit the double. Just saw some positive things all the way around. And you know, really just one tough inning from Waino, but did a nice job. Overall, I think he's getting really close to feeling what he's wanting to feel. He's got the sharper break. You're seeing some more swings and misses on it. He's still finishing with the fastball, making good pitches with it. It's got a good life to it. Just looks like it has, everything has a little bit more, not just velocity, but the location. And the breaking ball just looks a little different. Looks like it's falling off a little bit before the plate instead of looping in. And, you know, I think he's continuing to take good strides forward. I think there's always something to be said when you have something positive happen and how that can keep momentum going. And I think we needed to come out and make a good mark early, and guys just took great at-bats. You know, Dex really setting the pace there. And I love when he gets going and grinding through those at-bats. And the way he was running the bases, you know, he in particular, you could just tell. He has mind made up. He's going to push it all day long. But, you know, that gave Waino a little bit of room to work, too, which was good. We never put all that, you know, the weight of the world on any one player, but we know that, you know, he gets in there and fights through those at-bats, and it has a different feel with our offense. The same way with Carp, you know, when he gets in there and does the same thing. But, you know, overall, it's a good day. You know, you walk out of here with two wins today, and, you know, having our back against the wall in the first one, I mean, that's impressive. I think it shows a lot about these guys.
The Cardinals come through with a satisfying doubleheader sweep of the Blue Jays on Thursday, Game 2 being a 6-4 final, as three Cardinals come up with three hits. Matt Adams was one of them, and here's his reaction.
Matt Adams, 3-for-3, a couple of doubles, couple of RBIs as well. After a 3-9 start, you guys are back at 500. How good does that feel?
It feels good. You know, this is a team that we were in spring training, coming out, having fun. Playing as a team, so you know, we just got to keep it rolling.
Yeah, hopefully you guys do. And even when you guys were down, you couldn't really see it in the clubhouse. You guys have done a pretty good job of keeping things even keel.
Yeah, I think you know, the big thing is just, you know, playing as a team. You know, we stuck together through the ups and downs so far as a team, and that's the big thing that we got to keep doing. You know, throughout the rest of the season, we'll be just fine.
All three are your hits. You go the other way. I keep hearing Adams is a pull hitter.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been working on sticking my backside and, you know, letting the ball get to where it needs to get and drive it that way. And, you know, it felt pretty good today.
Is it tough to get in the groove when you're getting some playing time here and there, but not necessarily on a consistent basis?
If you think like that, it's, you know, you're going to put yourself in the hole. So I come out with a positive attitude every day and just ready to when my name's called upon.
Next up, Toronto heads home to host the Rays on Friday while the Cardinals welcome the Reds.